Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about posture. We're going to talk about posturing and access and the Philippines and the United States and China and what the news means, what it means long term, what we can pull away from the headlines that are coming out. This is being presented in a couple of different ways in the U.S. media, which is to be expected at this point. There is good news and bad news in it. So first, what's happening? The United States has basically gotten access to a few new bases, three or four new bases in the Philippines. The Philippines is going to allow the U.S. to access these military bases. Okay. Good news, bad news. Starting with the bad news. For a couple of years, we have talked about the coming near-peer contest with China. Yeah, we're in it. Okay, we are in it. And that's not good news. The good news that goes along with this is that if you were around during the first Cold War and you hear something like three or four new bases, you are picturing tens of thousands of troops, a lot of them. It's not like that. That's not what's going on. We're talking about incredibly low numbers of troops. This is good, not just because the U.S. getting more bases is generally not great, but it's good because of what it kind of signals. It looks like these bases are going to be set up for the U.S. to use for special purposes, surveillance, stuff like that. The troops there may also be tasked with making sure it's ready to accept a large number of troops if something goes sideways. But the fact that these bases aren't being set up to hold a whole bunch of troops and have them stationed there, that's good news. It means that the United States and China, by default, because of their reaction, both believe that the new Cold War, if you want to call it that, is going to remain cold, or at best lukewarm. That's good news. Geopolitically, what's happening? The U.S. is getting its team together. That's what's occurring. There have been other less publicized moves dealing with, I want to say, Guam, and I think both Japan and Korea have some shuffling going on there. But what this does, and the Philippines were kind of like a gap, but for the United States, it builds a network of countries from Korea and Japan all the way down to Australia that are on the U.S. team, so to speak. The firming up of the sides is actually good. Stability in something like this and predictability is good news. The bad news is that once everybody picks a side, that means that any contests will occur elsewhere. Elsewhere being Africa. We've talked about that for a couple of years too. Both the United States and China are already active there, both mainly using soft power. The U.S. definitely always has the U.S. military there to back it up, but for the most part, it's soft power now. Russia is also active through their contractors. They're not doing well there. They're about to learn the lessons that the U.S. learned in the 90s. But I would imagine that by the time all of this shakes out, the two competitor nations vying for control and influence in Africa are going to be China and the United States. That is going to be what the Middle East was, you know, for quite some time, for as long as most people watching this can remember. It's going to shift. That's where the important stuff is now. So that's a good rundown of it. The lack of just total outrage from China is good. It demonstrates clearly that they don't really want to fight either. They want to maintain their posture. They want to maintain their national interests. They want to expand their national interests the same way the United States does. But China has a record of, for the most part, trying to avoid war, especially like big ones. So that's all good news, even though it's coming on the back of the U.S. getting new bases, which for pretty much everybody watching this channel, one thing most people can agree on is that the U.S. does not need more bases. So that's kind of a look behind the headlines, because the headlines are framing this in a bunch of different ways. But that's a look at the overall picture. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.